Hi, I'm Glenn.
And I'm Jen.
And you're listening to Bug Bites.
This show is made possible with support from the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communications on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans.
The first one we saw looked like a toy helicopter coming in for a crash landing.
Then we noticed them everywhere, flying with a clumsy, erratic flight, crawling on branches and rocks, and soon enough, crawling on us.
It results in a feeding frenzy for fish and birds. It's such a valuable food resource that animals like peregrine falcons and bears have been observed taking advantage of the easy, protein-packed food source.
If you've ever been along a river and fortunate to catch the peak of the giant salmon fly hatch, it's an experience you'll never forget.
At 3 inches in length, giant salmon flies are hard to miss. In addition to their massive size, the bright orange band behind their heads and orange coloration of their underside makes them one of the easiest species of stoneflies to identify.
While their winged adult life stage is certainly impressive, it only represents a tiny portion of the giant salmon fly's life cycle. They spend 3 to 4 years as a nymph, living on the bottom of fast-flowing streams and rivers where they feed on leaves and other organic material in the spaces between rocks.
Starting in late May to early July in rivers across western North America, nymphs that are ready to emerge will do so in mass. Crawling out of the water and onto vegetation along the riverbank, they split their exoskeletons, leaving their nymphal lives behind, and emerge as adults to take to the air.
Even if you miss the timing of this epic hatch, take a close look at the streamside vegetation. You're likely to find their shed exoskeletons all over the place, sort of like a Christmas tree, adorned with some creepy-looking ornaments.
Bug Bites is made possible by the Missoula Butterfly House and Insectarium and produced in association with Montana Public Radio.